this is one of those things sometimes where you just run down as hard as you can, sometimes into a wall of bodies, and you give great effort can be the difference between making the play and not making the play.
Whatever's wrong, you got to fix it in a hurry because you face the ultimate test on Thursday.
You got a great kickoff return, punt return specialist in Dante Hall. Obviously, you can't forget that, and he can embarrass you if you do forget that. So a challenge that you have to prepare for as best you can. Got a short week and have to maximize the little time that you have now.
One thing we did see the last night, the running game, you know, seemed to be back to where you wanted to be, over 150 yards, and you know, a couple of guys who performed.
Well, that was good. Something you can take with you into the game on Thursday night. What you need to do is have more consistent productivity offensively on the ground. And that will open up, obviously, other aspects of the offense. And that's something that we aspire to do, but more consistency running the football. And that is a running back group we have to put on our own shoulders.
Even though sometimes we don't know who's going to, you know, do the running. I mean, Damian and Mike got it done yesterday.
Happy about that. I knew they could and that they had the ability. But once again, doing it week in and week out is the challenge.
Now, you were just talking about special teams, and we were just talking about, he was talking about 1-2. And that's the big thing, and the guy's got to want to be on special teams. He want to perform on special teams. And he said that's one thing that maybe guys got to look in the mirror and say, Mike, do I want it bad enough?
Well, effort is a big thing with all aspects of football, but particularly special teams can be a good barometer for how effective someone is, really their effort. You know, they make plays if they almost try so hard and are willing to give all they got. Sometimes that can be the difference maker. That's what you need in all aspects of the game, but particularly special teams.
Is it tough sometimes because guys, especially from college, come from being the guy to being, you know, quote-unquote special teams guy, which is important, but it's always looked down upon. It's
not really looked down upon for most guys, not at this level, because so many guys have to do it. Unless you're a premier starter, you're going to play special teams. Not even just a starter, but a premier starter. Everybody else plays some special teams, and the other guys who don't necessarily start the game usually play on several special teams. And it's a difficult task. Sometimes it's difficult for guys to make the transition from being a premier player in college, but everyone has to make transitions from college to the pro level regardless. And it feeds a lot of, you know, a lot of people that fed their family on special teams, and you have to understand that and respect that. It's a true aspect of the game. It is a significant third and needs to be respected as such.
Do you like playing the Thanksgiving Day game?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I mean, you get the long weekend. You want to win. I mean, a lot of stuff comes down to if you win, you lose. It really changes everything. I would love to sit here and you know, they love to tell kids just to play the game, and I want kids to enjoy it just for the aspect of playing the game. But at our level, we're supposed to win, and that's the expectation that we go in with. And if you don't, it's not always as congenial an environment. So you want to win.
It's tough coming back after 3 days, too. Obviously, your body's probably just starting to feel good by Thursday, and now you're it'll probably still be banged up for this game.
It'll be all right. Hopefully Thursday you'll be good enough, and that'll be all you need.
Should be a favorite playing on Thanksgiving every year? If you guys became like the next Detroit
Dallas. Oh, Detroit Dallas?
Or, you know, like an annual tradition, would you like it? Or?
There's nothing wrong with that. I don't know. It depends on what they want to do. No problem with it. I mean, football is football. You just want to be ready and want to win once again.
Is that one of those deals where no matter when you play, it's just you got to be ready, you got to
put it
out there?
For me personally, yes. You just have to be ready. You want to be prepared and ready to play for the game.
Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving memory?
1 year when I was in sixth grade, we got 10 inches of snow on the night of night before Thanksgiving. I don't know. I just thought that was great. We just played in the snow all day and then went in and ate turkey.
So you're a turkey guy, not a ham guy?
Oh, I'm a turkey guy. I'm a turkey guy. Most definitely.
Did you play a lot on Thanksgiving in high school back in Georgia?
No, never did. I never played on Thanksgiving. And that was the irony about it. I never had one Thanksgiving game. We had one we played the night before Thanksgiving, and I was a freshman, and they played on Thanksgiving. And then when I was a senior, the team that we played got to the playoffs, so they pushed it back to the Saturday because they weren't ready, even though they lost. They could have played us on Thanksgiving, but they were sore, so they wanted to wait. And anyway, no. So really, first time I played on Thanksgiving was last year.
The physical soreness that comes from the typical Sunday game, is 4 days enough time to get past that and get ready to play?
We hope so. No guarantees as to whether or not it will be enough time, but you've got to cold tub it, you got to hot tub it, you got to ice it, stem it, and do what you got to do to get ready.
After what happened out there on kickoffs yesterday, what was the attitude out there at special teams practice this afternoon?
Trying to clear our heads and focus on what we have to focus on now. Not totally remembering it. Obviously, you can't quite shake it off. This is the kind of day where you sort of feeling it emotionally. And usually by, you know, Wednesday night, you're going to probably have guys who are really going to want to improve dramatically for Thursday's game.
Is there any more determination out there, you think, making amends?
I think you'll see that more in time to come. I don't think today, you know, so, you know, you didn't get guys really moving around, but or licking their wounds per se, but there was a little bit of, all right, let's get it right mentally and focus on that, because physically we're still tired, and obviously we didn't do what we needed to do to get the game in our hands on special teams.
Is having this game so quick, is this good for the team emotionally?
Potentially, just because you don't have to focus on the loss too long, and it was a painful loss.